Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adviston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. The Nocturne we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Maury O'Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Some of the extraordinary people who have been on this station over the last 100 years, most of them are gone, unfortunately. A few of them are still with us, but we are happy to share that with you every week. It's a work of love on my part over the years that I was just mentioning to Chad Tyson, who's with MitoGrow, who's with us this morning. I put that together originally. It was probably 30 seconds, and that was about 3 minutes. I've added to it over the years, but I put it together for the 65th anniversary of WPTF. We did a year-long series of shows of the history of WPTF every Sunday night, and it was a different aspect of it. And we had guests, and Tony Rigsby and Tom Kearney and me, and that was a lot of fun delving into the history of WPTF, which is so rich, but and putting that together too.
Well, Mike, I've had people tell me they tune in just to hear that because they.
Because the rest of the 3 hours is not very good.
May be crazy, but there are people that tune in to hear that collage.
I love it. I love hearing it every week. I really do. And I'm thankful that we were able to find all of those voices.
And the majority of them I have spoken with.
I'm sure you have.
Or came in contact with one way or another in my, I'll call it a career.
Well, what else would you call it?
Well, time on
it
the
was
earth.
A journey.
Because when you think about, I was with Senator Irvin in the early 70s and then came here in 74. And a lot of these folks have been on PTF. I go back almost 50 years of knowing people on PTF.
Right. Well, I started in 75, so I have... 74 would have been the 50th anniversary of PTF, so I lack a few months of being here 50 years. I mean, of being here half the time that WPTF's been on the air. But yeah, I've been here almost now, 51. April will be 51 years for me.
Isn't that amazing, Chad?
I haven't gotten fired. I'll never know. But
Boss says that... Rayleigh worries about being fired more than anybody and would be
not
the
anymore.
Last one to be fired.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I'm getting too old to worry about that. I have other things to worry about. Hey, Joe is with us from Carrboro. Joe, I love going through Carrboro, such a pretty little town and such interesting restaurants. And then when you get on just on the outskirts of town there on Dairyland Road, you're out in the country. And I just
I'm right up that way. I'm right behind McDougal's school on the west side.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here.
I just love it. Yeah.
You know, the big problem around here is we have so many deer living everywhere behind the Lloyd Farm. They live on the Lloyd Farm, and all the hippies over here that are retired feed them corn by hand. And I told them don't do that because the bucks are going to start not being afraid of you, and they can be real dangerous. So make sure.
I
had one face off with me in my driveway. He started doing the paw on the ground, you know, like he's going to charge.
Yeah.
And because they'll protect their young and they'll protect their females. Mm-hmm. And if they have no fear, they might go at you. And I had one go at my old BMW one time when I worked at Duke Energy. I was coming home on Homestead Road. And a buck got right in front of me and looked at me and decided he would charge my old 1988 5 Series BMW because it had four headlights that were round. It looked like some kind of beast to him with a nose there.
With that grill. How and about that?
He lost his footing at the last second and slid sideways right to the front of my car and then got up and ran off. I said, I'm glad he didn't come through my windshield.
Absolutely, or mess up that BMW, too. Wow.
You know, Mike, I've probably been calling in 61 years, and I think you went to NC State. I think you were in my English class that had two famous people in there, probably Bill Cowher being one and the other John Tesh, who worked at REL. But I can remember.
I was in a fraternity almost next to Tesh's fraternity, a couple of doors down, but I didn't have any classes with him.
Okay. You weren't in Dr. E. Clark's English class that time.
No.
I was class of 79, so we're about the same age.
Not too far.
You know what's funny? You ran those highlights, and I love the name Gingham Scott. Never knew the guy.
It was King. No, it's actually Kingham.
Keenum, okay.
Yeah, like K. Yeah, he was the organist. And a lot of radio stations and networks, all the networks had staff organists. And we had a big studio downtown in the Durham Life Insurance Building. That's where we had very ornate studios, and there was a big auditorium. And Kingham had a big organ in there, and we had we had acts who would Flatten Scruggs and. Chet Atkins, all these people worked for us. They'd move on to another station, get them a sponsor, and that type of thing.
So you remember the Homer Briarhopper Club?
I met Homer one night. He was on with Hap Hansen. That was the only time I met him, but I used to watch him when I was a kid early in the morning on Channel 11. Yeah.
And I don't know. My dad worked with Royal Typewriters. I was the youngest of four. He's a WW2 vet.
Right.
And he listened to country music on Armed Forces Radio. He was from Brooklyn, New York, my dad. But he was a huge country music fan. I could never understand it being from New York City. But he told me one day when I got older, that's how he became a country music fan during World War II in the Pacific.
Sure.
With the Army, listening to country music on Armed Forces Radio.
Right.
But, you know, I called in about, like Rufus and I watch our health. Rufus knows garlic's good for his heart, and the raw is better. I want to tell you something. I go on YouTube every day looking for things to keep us alive and doing well as we age. As especially if you've been fighting cancer or heart disease or something.
Sure.
Red onions and organic red onions, and when you have them, don't cook them. Eat them raw. Just crunch them up and put them on everything you can stand them on, like hot dogs, hamburgers, salads, and toppings of your spaghetti sauce. But don't cook them. That'll destroy the nutrient value.
Yeah.
Red onions are 11 times better for you than white onions. And when you peel a red onion, just take the very outer skin off. Don't take that dark red outer skin off. That's where the most of the nutrients are.
Just like in a potato.
If you pull up red onions and nerve health, or nervous system and red onions, or the brain and neuropathy and red onions, you're going to find more videos from researchers and doctors and really nice information about how they can help as you age with brain disease, and with nervous system problems like neuropathy, and how it can be restored. And look, I know I sound like Granny off the Beverly Hillbillies, but, those great-grandmothers from the Appalachian Mountains, right, Rufus? They knew something, didn't they?
Amen.
Certainly did.
And I agree with you. How about mustard, salt, chili, and onion? That's where I get my red onions.
So the Rufus dog.
And I had to tell the folks out at the farmer's market, use the red onion. The only way it makes it the right way with the red onion.
Yes, sir.
I agree, Joe.
And I put them on my hamburger. If you don't like them, just slice them thin, and you'll get used to them after a while. But knowing the health benefits, I'm having red onions, and I have my garlic olives that I chop up and put them in my relish, But I'll get that nitrate-free beef dog like I just had, just like George Burns. You remember Oh God, the movie, and I grew up on George Burns, the comedian. He lived to be 100 or 101, I believe. He had two hot dogs every morning if he was in New York at Carnegie.
How about that? And a cigar. And a cigar all day.
You get you a good, pure, nitrate-free beef dog or whatever you like. Yeah. I get them at Trader Joe's. And you do one of those French fancy buns there, the brioche bun, and you load it up with sauerkraut, relish, good strong German mustard, and chop you some fine garlic olives on there, man, red onions. You are doing something what you used to think was bad for you, but it's good for you.
How about that? You're making me hungry.
God love y'all.
Take it easy, Joe.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend. How about that?
He's got that health thing down.
He
down
certainly
pat.
Does. He certainly does. Of course.
I like almost all the things he said.
Joe will not get a kiss.
He didn't mess it up with what.
From kale?
Yeah.
Did he mention kale?
No, he did not.
Okay, all right.
No, he
Golly.
Did not.
I tell you what, Colin, you get him on the line, get Billy on the line. We're going to talk to Jim in Fuquay right quick here. Jim? We have Jim on.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing just fine. I had an item here that I thought I might mention to your guest with the MitoGrow folks. A couple years ago, my wife gave me a book for Christmas. It's called The Hidden Life of Trees, and it's written by the author is a fellow who was with the German Forestry Commission for 20 years. And the book is very interesting, all about how trees communicate and how all the different microorganisms in the soil affect the growth of trees, just like the MitoGrow folks are trying to use their knowledge to bring old trees back to life. So I thought he might be interested in this book if he hadn't read it.
Nope. Give us the name of it again.
It's called The Hidden Life of Tree.
I have, there is actually a short documentary series about that same book as well that I've watched, and it's extremely interesting. I know exactly what you're speaking of.
Yeah, well, I graduated from the School of Forestry at State back in 1970, and 2 days after I finished up, I had to report for active duty. Within 2 years, I was flying bombing missions over Vietnam, so I never have been able to use any of my forestry education. And like they say, use it or lose it. So, but anyway, I thought you might find that book interesting if you didn't already know
about absolutely.
It. Thank you.
Let's Peter. Let's boy, that's a strange name. Wollibin. W. W-O-H-L-L-E-B-E-N.
Yeah, Willoughbyn. That's it.
Yeah, Peter Willoughbyn, The Hidden Life of Trees. Wow.
They're so much more complex than people even know.
And we've talked about the longleaf pines and that they prefer groupings. They do a lot better when they're planted in groups.
They share a lot of resources amongst themselves.
That's right.
I think this ought to be a required reading for the folks who are students in the forestry school.
Yeah. Yeah, probably should. All right.
Well, thanks.
We got to get in a break, Jim.
Morning, and I thought I'd pass that on if your guest didn't already know about it.
Thank you so much.
Other folks might be interested in reading about it.
All right. Fantastic. Call us again, Jim. I know you will.
I'm going to order the book.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to Brother Billy out at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back on WPTF at 10:25, and Billy is out at the State Farmers Market, and Billy, we'll probably have to take a break in here in a few minutes, but we'll continue on after that. So it's still a little overcast. Have y'all got any rain out there? I know the farmer's probably talking about rain. It's been very dry, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been, but we haven't had any rain out here this morning.
Yeah, one of our sidekicks this morning came in from Winston-Salem. He said they were getting some rain, but we doesn't look like the longer the closer the front gets, the less it looks like we're going to get a lot of rain. So that's a shame because I know that the farmers there have been talking about the lack of rain, haven't they?
They have. It's one of those things. They do irrigation, and they're real resilient. You know,
they certainly
are. They just have a little extra work on them. You know.
So, what do you have out there this morning? I'm sure that it looks like it's going to be pretty chilly next week. So, I'm sure firewood will be a major seller. What else do you have out there this morning?
We have firewood. We have greens, all kinds of bok choys and collards, and mustards, and then we have potatoes.
Do you have any kale, Rufus?
Billy, come on now.
Rufus's ears perked up.
I am slacking off. Forgot Rufus's kale this morning.
Oh, kale.
Kale.
Okay. Well, you've got the staples there.
Yeah, we got the apples and tunnel grown strawberries.
I loved Melissa fixes apples with a little cinnamon and. I don't know what else she puts in them. Good for you, the way she fixes them, and they're cooks them for a while, kind of steams them, I guess, and they're so good with whatever else you're eating.
Billy, somebody the other day said, "Where can I get some peanuts?" Not peanuts, I mean pecans. I said, "Out at the farmer's market." They wanted them shelled, and I said, "Up in the upper farmer's market, right?
Market shops?
Market shops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can get them in the farmer's building as well.
Okay.
Shelled or unshelled. Either one. Pecans or pecans. Either way you want them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we found some tangerines out there this year, and they've been very good. We've been bought a big box and been eating them throughout Christmas. So, you can find those out there. I know that Wayne is Cole's Produce.
Cole's Produce.
Yeah, I had them, and the wholesale building has them too. So if you've been looking for those, those tangerines look the way they're supposed to. I was afraid that they weren't growing tangerines anymore because we were getting all these mandarin oranges and things, but there are tangerines. So. They're good for you too. So you got what else you got under the farmer sheds this morning?
Oh, we have honey from different places all around North Carolina, and then we have our bakery. We have two or three bakeries sponsored under the farmer's building this morning, and
Hold on a second, Billy. We got to take a break.
All right.
I'm just looking at the clock. Yeah, we'll be back. Hold on. Hold on to that thought, Billy, and we'll be back here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. Righty, we're back with Billy out of the Farmers Market, State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and we haven't made our way out of the farmer's shed yet. Are there any plants people down there, Billy?
There's not any plant people at this time.
Are y'all renovating, doing any renovation or cleanup down there in building number two?
We're doing some cleaning up, and it won't be long, and our farmers will move down to that end of the building.
Right.
So if anybody comes up and the front building looks empty, there should be some signage around at that point, and they'll just be moved right down to the end of the building where the Christmas trees and pumpkins were at.
So up in the market shops, I bet it smells good up there this morning.
It does. That cinnamon bread. Oh, my God. It's that right there. I mean, you just walk in the door and it makes you hungry.
I know. It's good. It really is. It's terrible, but it's good because
you can mix it with something healthy. You can walk right across the way and get like some Ranlou milk from Bakebone.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that's like the best milk there is around.
Is it whole milk?
It's whole milk.
Yeah. Well, that's I married a dairy farmer, and I tell you what, that is a difference. That whole milk and fresh cream.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law used to make a sour cream chocolate cake.
Mm.
It's good. So
at the bakery, they make a chocolate pecan pie.
Oh,
that thing is awesome.
I bet so.
Is that
Nancy Joe's?
No, this is at the bakery.
I didn't know they made pies.
The bakery. Yeah, they make pies.
I kind of hone in on that cinnamon bread when I'm doing business with them, and I need to branch out maybe.
Yeah, you have to kind of hold your nose where you don't smell that good cinnamon and start using the eyes and look around, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But they got ice cream. They got ice cream, too, and there's nothing wrong with eating ice cream in the wintertime.
No.
With pecan pie, either.
That's right. Maybe some ice cream on top of the pecan pie or pie. All right. But they have a lot of other things. You go to the other end, and they've got the Rufus Dog there at the Market Grill. And it's really not too early in the morning to eat.
Now, Chad, you haven't heard of that, have you?
There's a hot dog named after Rufus.
There's a Rufus Dog, yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hey, mustard, slaw, chili, and onions. Red onions.
Hey, Rufus, I know our intern sent you an email this week, and you commented back to him. And he took a picture of me eating a hot dog. He said, "What do you got?" I said, "I've got a Rufus dog." He said, "Let me take a picture and email that to Rufus."
Yeah, he sent me a note about some event that we're going to do some talking about.
At Mount Olive College.
Yeah, he's the intern from Mount Olive College.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to be able to do it this year, but maybe at some point we can.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We can head down there.
That's right.
Because that's a great college.
He said he wanted proof that Billy was actually eating a Rufus dog. Or Rufus would know. That's awesome.
Well, many Rufus dog has been consumed down there, but they have a lot of other things too. And 321 Coffee, NC State people, marketing people, as I'm sure you know, Chad, started that, and that's one of their locations. And I guess the original location.
I believe so.
Yeah, good stuff. And you can buy all kinds of gifts there. We're not too far from people are thinking about Valentine's Day, or at least marketing people are thinking about Valentine's Day because it's all you can get Valentine's Day gifts there at the market shops too. And I'll tell you, this morning I'd like to have a couple of eggs over easy and some link sausage, some of that big link sausage, because the link sausage would be kind of cut in half and then it would go into a biscuit, one of those biscuits at the farmer's market restaurant.
Ooh, man.
How would that be, Billy? And you could have grits if you want them.
Yeah, but I tell you what, just eating the biscuit by itself would pick you up.
I think so. I think that would be a great pickup. It'd be like Mitigro for plants. A biscuit from the farmer's market. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
I hear amen on that. Yeah.
And sprinkle a little across the top.
Yes. Yes, indeedy. So, and then the seafood restaurant.
Oh, and how much food you get there as well.
Yeah, they are very generous.
I've never finished a plate.
That's hard to, right? But you have to take it home. Take it home with you. Get a to-go box.
And the great people we have out here that makes all this available. Yeah, you go over there to Kemp. Here's the guy who runs the place, and he's right there in front talking to every single customer.
Of course he is. He's just, his daddy was a sheriff of Orange County. His mama's got to be wonderful. I got to meet her because she's a Weekend Gardener listener.
I know she's got to be wonderful because she likes me.
She likes you, Billy? I'll be dad gum.
Many people listen to me, but
it's
Mom does.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's a high compliment, Billy.
It is.
I believe it is.
And Super Sod is out there. A lot of people are thinking about addressing their lawn problems this spring, and that is the place to do it. You can get a lot of advice there and get sod, and they can, if you don't want to put it out yourself, they can hook you up with some people who are very learned in that area. And last but not least, definitely Logan's. And Logan's was at the old farmer's market many years ago, and they're back and going strong. And this is will be their second full year out at the state farmer's market in Raleigh. And I know y'all are glad to have them.
And I'm sure they'll be carrying Mitigro.
Absolutely. That's exactly something, a product that they should carry at Logan's.
Now, if you are looking for plants, Logan's does have plenty of potted plants and trees and all available.
They have a big greenhouse, and they have a lot of products that, they have. You can buy steel products there, for instance, and, mm-hmm. and all
Better
everything,
operated.
Clippers and gloves and knickknacks. They've got so many interesting things in Logan. So make at least make the morning of it. Go eat early and eat at the farmer's market restaurant and kind of browse around. It'll take you a while to get around there, or go for lunch and then spend the afternoon browsing around.
Yeah, you can come stay here all day.
You could.
There is something to see.
Yes, sir. You know, I had heard some guys trying to set a Guinness record of taking the MARTA system down in Atlanta, their train system, in 3 hours. They were trying to break a record. I don't know if they did it or not, but maybe you can set a record by spending a day a whole day at the state farmer's market.
It'd be easy to do.
I think the time would fly.
Yeah.
It will. I do it quite often.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What do you think, Colin? You think that would be a good idea?
I have a friend that's actually been insisting that we go there and just spend the day there.
It's so much fun. And the food's good, the people are nice, and lots of things to see. It's kind of like it's a destination. It really is.
It is.
It's beside Dick's, and boy, when all the action starts with that in the Centennial campus, that is really something. That's quite a future to be had out there in that part of Raleigh.
Yeah. Dick's Park.
Well, Dick's Park, yeah. Billy, anything we've left out?
I would say that, like, up in the craft shed, we have Uncle Dave's popcorn.
That's kettle corn, isn't it?
It's kettle corn.
Yeah, boy.
And boy, it smells good, too.
It does.
As well as right there close to them is Lizzie's apples. They have caramel apples, and they have candied apples, and then they have candied grapes.
Candied grapes, Rufus.
They're just candy heard like that. A candy apple. They're hard candy with a grape inside. And they're good. They're very addictive.
We might be able to make them good for you somehow.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a grape.
I'll keep eating them like they are until we
figure it out. It's a grape. Okay. Well, Billy, have a nice day, my friend.
You too.
Don't get rained on.
Y'all come see
it. All right. We shall. All right, that's Billy out at the farmer's market. As I was telling Chad, one of our cast of characters here, and so we only have 15 minutes to go. Rufus, what are you going to do today? Are you going to relax a little bit? Are you going to study the law?
I'm going to prune some fig trees before it gets too late.
How much are you going to?
They've just gotten in the way of backing up and scraping the car. And
are you going to prune them a third, or are you just?
I'm going to prune whatever it takes to get them out of the way, because I know that they'll be back.
Yeah.
They will return.
Fig trees always do.
Yeah. But they are resilient. They're tremendously resilient.
So.
Everybody ought to have one if you have the room. I have one, and I don't have the room for them. And but they still produce, or it still produces. At any rate, what else? We never got past those. We got to the Edgeworthia and the Daphne and Camellias. What else? Anything else blooming in your yard right now? Or is that it?
Well, there's some bulbs starting to bloom. A couple daffodils
that are
out of whack, of course.
Yeah, have you got crocus blooming?
No.
But the daffodils are.
Yeah. It's out of whack, but
are they in full sun?
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, that may have something to do with it.
And then some lady a moment ago was a little bit concerned about camellias, japonica blooming now. That there's a transitory period in there between pure japonica and pure sasaqua and pure japonica. Which is the good thing about camellias. You can have a camellia blooming a good portion of the year if you just figure it out and get the right ones there. So I've got lots of those blooming.
What about the hellebores, Lenten rose?
They're the Lenten rose. Well, it's now the Christmas rose, post-Christmas rose, but they're blooming.
Yeah.
Not really up for
the hybrid ones have been blooming for a while.
Yeah.
In my yard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the true Lenten rose. And then you come along with some bloom at Christmas time. And now the big flurry will come in March of the regular hellebore by the hundreds or thousands, I might say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they can. I mean, they can really get out of hand, and some people don't like them because of that. But
Just keep them away from your seed garden. Keep them away from there.
Yeah.
But they will grow in shade and sun. People say they won't grow in sun. They will.
Yeah.
They certainly will.
If they've got a good root system. And
you don't need to use Mitagrow on them.
Yeah, they grow anyway?
They're fine on their own.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true of all plants, certainly. And Paul, are you going to tell me how much you still enjoy retirement?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You got any camping trips coming up?
We've got the whole year lined out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make reservations, haven't you?
You do, yeah. You got to make them early or you won't get a site.
Yeah.
So,
where's the last place you camped?
We went to Lake Norman State Park outside of Charlotte, and it was lovely.
See all the homes of the race car drivers down there.
No,
of course, it's a big lake.
Yeah,
a lot of them live down there.
Beautiful trails along the lakeside.
Yeah,
nice and peaceful. Yeah, it was.
How about that?
It was quite pleasant. Yeah, and we're going to try to make it up to Acadia next year. That's the Acadia National Park in Maine.
Oh, my.
It's our big destination.
Wow.
Rufus, have you been politicking up in Maine? Or?
I have been to Maine. I've been to Acadia.
Okay.
On a trip up there one time with the attorneys general.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful place. Just gorgeous.
How about that? Chad, well, you are an NC State grad. You say you got a birthday to celebrate today for a friend?
Yeah, I'll be in Raleigh for the day.
What's his name?
Jack.
Jack.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Yeah, do y'all want to sing to him?
That's the name of
you don't want me to sing to
come
him.
Let's sing happy birthday. Do we have any accompanying music? We don't have any music. Call it a
happy birthday to you.
We're off.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Jack. Happy birthday to you.
Colin, I didn't hear you sing.
He will greatly appreciate
it. Okay.
He will greatly appreciate that.
That's right. He's sharing a mic there. Okay. Well, at any rate, we'll take a break. I think we need a break after that.
Your friend's going to say, what kind of crazy people are you with?
He'll love it.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. Not much, but some here at 1049. All right, we're back on WPTF 1052. It is now. And we're almost out of time. But so nice to have you with us this morning, Chad.
I appreciate it.
Chad Tyson is with MitaGrow, operations manager.
That's
director,
correct.
Which is
director,
manager.
I guess.
Okay.
And folks, right now, folks can order the product from your website, not in retail stores yet.
Because y'all are just moving into the retail industry.
That's correct.
You've been commercial for so long. So it's time for all of us to get in on a good thing.
That's right. You can order it online. And if you have any questions at all, there's a chat option as well. And I have a team of really knowledgeable people that'll get back with you and answer your questions.
Pet proof and guilt proof, I see in my notes.
Yep.
But the pet proof, what about the guilt proof? What is that all about?
Well, the guilt proof is that you're not doing any harm. It's all naturally derived. You can't hurt anything with it. You can only help. Anything that's not used just degrades into the soil naturally.
Yeah. And they come in really good packaging, good sturdy packaging.
Resealable.
Resealable.
Because you're only going to use a little bit at a time.
And you can store that in a dry place, and you can mix it. The mixing is the marvel of this thing, because you can take one of these small bags and make how much?
Well,
with water.
For two, to the blooming bed and the pots and planters, 50 gallons, and the tree and shrub is 25.
Yeah, and you can keep that in a sealed container for several
years.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be using some this afternoon.
I look forward to your review.
As an experiment, I love to experiment. And not that you would need to do that on any sort of a thing like a Rosa Sharon tree, but let's just see what.
Yeah. And, actually all of the experimentation has already happened.
Yeah. Done.
You don't really need to experiment, Ravis. You're taking a product that has been time tested. And
what do you think, Chad, about on bulbs?
Bulbs is
a little pouring on the soaking bulbs on the top.
Not gonna hurt at all. Just like we were talking about the canna lilies, anything that's a bulb form doesn't have any of those filled out fine feeder roots, so it's gonna help with that. And
it's
make
just
it a
like
faster.
Soaking a piece of fruit in brandy, Rufus.
now you're talking.
So just to reiterate, the routine with a new planting is apply it while it's still in the pot.
That's if you're going to do it for any application, installation is absolutely.
You can do it
in the pot. I actually prefer you do it in the pot and once it's in the hole too.
Mm-hmm.
But either one's fine. But the double is the best.
I want to talk about it. I don't want to get away from this too much, but I want to talk about my friends at King's Auto Service, and they've been around since 1946. So these folks have it down pat, but we buy vehicles. We know how expensive they are, used or brand new now, so you want to take care of them. And King's Auto Service is one of the best places you can find, certainly in the Raleigh area, to take care of all of your vehicles, except for the European. They don't deal with the European, but the Japanese and American-made vehicles, they do. And also the hybrid vehicles. Hybrids are so popular. But anything with the vehicle and the weather conditions around here are so erratic, and that puts a strain on you and certainly on your car. On your car battery, for instance, you need the battery checked. You need to have them check the tires, the basic things, the belts. How many of you look at a belt? And even if you do, how many of you can tell if they are in good shape or not? Well, the folks at King's can, and that'll save you a lot of problems. So get them to check the basic things and get the AC checked. I know it's going to be cold next week, and it is winter, but you use the air conditioning in your car to get fog off the windows, for instance, and you need to run the air conditioning system during the year to keep that system lubricated. But they can handle any problem you have with the car, but they want you to come in and do preventive maintenance. Preventive maintenance is so important for a car, just like going and get a physical for your with your doctor. And if you have a hybrid vehicle, they can diagnose problems with those big batteries, and they can sell you a battery for less than the dealer's going to charge you, too. So go to King's Auto Service, call them on Monday, get a courtesy battery analysis from them if you'd like. 1039 North West Street in downtown Raleigh, kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. So I am so glad that you came by and joined us this morning, drove so far, and get to have a good time with your friends today, despite our display of singing there.
It's been a
pleasure. We did the best we could. But, I really excited about MitoGrow and how much it can help new plants and plants that are ailing. We're optimistic about our plants as gardeners, and we want to keep them going no matter what. And this sounds like it's going to give everything a chance in our landscape.
Yeah, that's the goal.
I'm getting out a battery powered drill today with the drill.
So you're going to be out drilling around
a particular tree that I want to put some of the tree stuff.
That's
on.
Wonderful. That's yeah. Wonderful.
I want somebody, Linda or somebody, to take a picture of that, and as evidence and for posterity. Rufus on his hands and knees drilling around a tree. Maybe an action shot. Not a still, but maybe it could
big,
be filmed.
Big drill on it. Big drill.
An auger. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? That auger you have?
Well, now the auger that's for heavy duty.
Oh, okay.
Bulb planting. This is just a hand drill.
Okay.
To loosen up the soil around the tree here and there.
Aeration.
Yeah.
Well, aeration is a part of it. And Paul, you're just gonna do nothing today? Is that what I mean? Since you are
retired, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's my life.
I'm sure I'll find something today. I got to finish up a gardening article, and so I'll do that. And I'm going to watch football today.
Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Yes. Let's have the Panthers.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Colin, thank you very much. You always do a great job, and you're a good guy. And I appreciate you being behind the controls this morning. And I hope everybody has a wonderful week. It's going to cool off some, and dodge the rain if you can, and have a wonderful day. God bless. We'll see you next week on The Weekend Gardener.